Well, good morning, everyone, and just so glad to have everyone on the call. And I'm just going to turn the time over to Brody Craney. He's a phenomenal friend, a great business leader who is just out there making it happen. And one of the neatest things about this business is if you find somebody that's doing really well, do the very same thing, and you can do well too. And especially with NECN 2.0, everything in place, the roadmap is clear. And Brody, tell us about it.
Well, I'm going to wind the clock back here roughly, I don't know, 6-7 years. And actually, I'll wind it back 15 years. NECN was introduced to helped introduce NECN to a young man who had blood sugar disorders. In fact, when he got on NECN sleep system that was loaned to him, his insulin levels that he needed went down by half at night. Had a huge result with his back, and he decided to play NECN. He introduced it to another gentleman that had problems with sciatic nerve challenges, who introduced it to a lady and her husband. Well, he had problems with vertigo, she had problems with sleep, and she ended up getting NECN technologies on a young family that the baby had not gained weight in 3 months. The baby was approximately 9 months old, and so from 6 months to 9 months, the baby had not gained any weight, and that's not a good thing. And so what had happened is the baby was having a hard time breathing at night, and to the point where the mother was afraid that the baby, from all the phlegm and stuff that was being produced, was afraid that the baby was going to choke at night. And so the mother was literally staying awake all night long to make sure that her baby didn't choke to death. They'd been in and out of the doctors over and over and over trying to find out what was wrong, and no one knew. Well, see, Jennifer got magnetics on this young little baby, and the baby, everything cleared up. No more raspiness in the chest. It was literally overnight, the very first night that this happened. And, well, the mom and dad, they were very intrigued. And Chris and Carrie Price were their names. And he learned, and she learned, how to do NECN. And just had some really great responses, helping a lot of people. And then they left the area and went off to chiropractic school. And from there, I'm going to turn the story over to an absolutely amazing man named Roger. Roger Bashir, how many years ago did you bump into Chris and Carrie Price?
Oh, it was at least 3, maybe a little bit longer.
Okay, what happened as you learned about NECN? What was your experience?
Well, when I learned about NECN, I went over to their house and sat down, and they were showing, you know, giving the presentation. I had a blood clot when I was 29 in my left leg, and basically it was always in pain. It would flare up and not flare up, and I tried everything under the sun that I could possibly think of to help with that pain. And they said, well, here, put this technology underneath your foot, and while we're talking, and see if it'll help. I said, okay. So they stuck it under my foot, and they did the presentation, and after they were done, they asked me, so how did your leg feel? And I'm like, what do you mean, how does my leg feel? And I thought, wow, my left leg feels like my right leg, which is nice because it feels like there's blood circulating through, and it feels really fantastic. And in fact, the very first technologies I've got are under my feet as I speak to you right now. I still have them. And I wear them constantly because it's the only thing that has been able to help get rid of the pain for me. And it's been really exciting because I now can, you know, it just feels really good. So
excellent. Now, at that point, you bought a pair of insoles and I think one or two other things. What else did you get?
Well, I bought a pair of insoles, and then I bought the jade green zines at the time. And that was pretty much the only thing that I had purchased at that particular time, point
now,
in time.
Had you thought of sharing this with other people at that point?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I really, at the first thought was, yeah, I would like to share it with other people, but I think I let fear or something creep up in there, and it just didn't happen. So.
Okay. Now, they say timing is everything. Sometimes our thought processes aren't in the right spot. Sometimes our finances aren't in the right spot. Sometimes there's a lot of other stuff going on. And if I recall, I mean, you were going through some pretty big transitions and changes in your life. How were finances at that point?
Yeah. Finances at that point, I was living on between $100 and $900 a month in income, and it would fluctuate in between. Thank goodness that I set something up with real estate where I was the manager of the property where I was at, because I didn't pay for rent, utilities, or anything like that. So I always had a roof over my head. I just didn't have the money to pay for the food on the table. And it was really, really hard at that particular time in my life.
Okay. So now we're going to speed up the clock about, that was not time for you to do NECAN, but you got some stuff for your feet, you started feeling good. You got, if I recall in talking to you, you kind of got fed up with life and decided you wanted to make some changes. And you told me about some things you put on the wall. And mind you, Roger has not been to Humans Being More training yet, but what did you do on the wall?
Well, what I did was I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so what I did was I started creating dreams. Goals. But what I did was I went online and I took pictures and I would put this or something better. And I would write out the goal so it would be written out, and then I'd have the picture of the goal, and then I would have this or something better down at the bottom of the goal. And it's amazing. So I put like seven different photos on my wall in my bedroom, so I'd see them every morning, every night, and I had absolutely no clue how I was going to accomplish any of those goals. All I knew is I wanted to accomplish those goals, and they became inside my mind, I guess, a burning desire, because what had followed was about 2-3 years of time of having this osmosis or these thought processes of what am I going to do to accomplish these. And it just became routine. I would look at them every single day. I would just look at them. And the first goal I kind of took down because it was more of a weight loss goal. And it wasn't where my body needed to be. But I have dropped 20 pounds and in a healthy way from that point. And then from our church, there were 2 church goals, and I've accomplished both of those. And then there was a financial goal of $10,000 per month, which I have reached. And then there was another goal of a vehicle. And it was this or something better. And almost to the dollar that I put down on that goal is what I paid for my vehicle. It was $100 difference. Dollar for dollar, it was $100 difference from what I put down on my goal. But the colors and everything were the same, except it was a better vehicle.
Awesome. Now, real quick.
Yeah.
Can you give me a real quick synopsis of maybe the 5 or 6 or 7, just real short, laid out types of things that you've done in your career in the past? What have you been? What have you done?
What have I been and what have I done? I have done almost everything. But for the most part, I have been a salesman for different things, and I decided I wanted to get out of that. Due to the fact, for different reasons. So I got into the mortgage business. And I was a mortgage broker for about 5 years, and then 2008 happened and it tanked. And so I decided to, do something different where I can actually earn an income. instead of losing income, and I went to Schwann's, sold Schwann's, and I was a landlord. I did a little bit of real estate investing for other real estate investors, made them a lot of money, not me too much, but I learned a lot. So, yeah, in a nutshell, that's what I've done, and now I own and operate my own, a couple of businesses. So,
you've got now the most successful appliance repair business, and you just work right out of your house, actually going to people's homes. Number one spot in Google for Davenport, Iowa, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So if you ended up with all your pictures, you ended up with a great successful business, and then you found yourself on the phone calling NECAN back in, was it March?
Yeah, it was March or April, somewhere in that range.
Why? What were you looking for when you called NECAN?
Leadership. I was looking for someone. I wanted to get back involved with NECAN because NECAN seemed to be able to carry everything that I was looking for in a business, and it's always been a goal of mine and a dream of mine to actually own and operate a successful business that doesn't really require a whole lot of my time. A lot of time in the beginning, but over time, being able to help more and more and more people. And the technologies fit. So I called NECAN looking, and then they asked me who my sponsor was. I let them know, because I had let it lapse. And I let them know who my sponsor was, that it was Christian and Carrie Price, and they said, okay, we're going to stick you back with them. I said, fantastic. And then once I got on there, I started making phone calls of everybody that was on that list that was in my back office to find somebody that I could help build this business with.
And then you called several people, and you ended up calling me, and yeah. I was impressed. I was really impressed, Roger. The types of books you've read in the past, you've read a lot of the right books. Think and Grow Rich, The Magic of Thinking Big, all the things that get the mind in the right spot. I was incredibly impressed with your story of what was on your wall and how those things came to be. I was impressed that you had a successful business, but you were looking to smartly create something that had a residual. And one of the things that really stood out to me was I called and said, hello and how are you? And every time I called, you said, fantastic. I like this man. And so we got on the phone, and you said you wanted to run with this. You wanted to take it to the top. And I've heard that before from folks. And one of the things that I find is when I mentor and teach and even if I sign up someone new, in fact, I just yesterday had someone say they want to take it to the top. And we talk about why and all those good things, but what I do is I give someone a nice, simple, easy assignment that needs to be done. In your case, I believe it was making a 100-name list, the first one. And can you have that done by tomorrow? And I remember you kind of giving this little pause and possibly a little bit of a gulp. You're like, yeah, sure. And we set up the time, and I called back. And lo and behold, wow, you've done it. And so the next day I said, well, let's narrow this down to the top 20. And lo and behold, you've done it. And the next day I said, well, what's your big long-term why? And by the way, if we're going to do this, you're going to need some products. And I called back in 2 days, and you had your why nailed down, and you had ordered Complete Wellness Home Plus. You went executive. At that point, I realized you're ready. You're serious. Ready to play for keeps. So we decided to create a launch. And initially, with that launch, we wanted to create two grand opening events, preferably within the same week. Two grand opening or launch events, preferably in the same week, in your home. And now you had a names list. You could call and invite, and we talked about how to invite. I didn't just say, Roger, invite them. We talked about some specific scripts if you will, gave several options, and you kind of chose the things that work best for you. And we also identified that if we're going to build this, we wanted to have how many key leaders, Roger?
We wanted to have three and then a fourth for a spare.
Three and fourth for a spare tire, which fits right in with the NECAN plan of teach three to reach three, and by month five you sponsor one more quality enrollment there. So we were targeting four key leaders. And so instead of just having some people show up to that first meeting, we wanted to give a couple key people, specifically 20 of them, a top 20 out of your 100-name list, an idea that we're playing for keeps and we're running with this thing and we're building a significant business. So prior to the actual launch events, which we said about 2.5 weeks out, a week before that, what did we do?
We did a call on Friday for the leaders that we're looking for.
So we invited the top 20, I should say Roger invited the top 20 to a conference call. And we turned that into a about a 20-25 minute introduction to NECAN, an introduction to the fact that Roger is running with this thing, he's taking this thing all the way to the top, and out of all the people that he knows, those who were invited to this call were the ones that he considered to be the most capable, hard-charging, compassionate, get-her-done, people that he would like to consider running with on this, and we told him we're building four key legs, we're in the process of staffing those teams, and we'd like you to consider playing with this. And everybody who jumped on that call, what did they get? You're good.
They got information. They got excited. A lot of people on that call got excited.
Yeah, and we committed them to come to the launch event, but we also asked them to go through two specific tools. What were those tools that we gave them?
Oh, we gave them a CD and a book.
And what's the CD?
And
what's the book?
The CD is Freedom 2015, and the book is The 4-Year Career.
That was one of the steps that I had asked Roger to go through in the process of making this 100-name list and the top 20 and getting his products. If I'm going to fly out there, he's got to have tools. So Roger ordered 100 of the 4-Year Career books and 100 of the CDs to focus on growth. If you get 100 or more, you can get them for $1 a piece instead of $3 a piece. Great deal. The books for a limited time are still available at $2 a piece. Great deal. And we got those out to people. And it was very interesting to watch. The people who had been on that launch call had time to read, had time to listen to the CD. They did a lot of Googling and searching on YouTube and listening to the testimonials all on their own. And those who came to that launch event, who had been through that process, had people signing up on the spot that night, getting product. One executive, his very first night there, and said he wanted to play. Now, we did that. I was out there, good grief, I was out there for 2 days, and then I went to St. Louis, and then I came back for one more day. We had a training. Came back 2 weeks later. Meanwhile, you're talking to new people, and you started to get into a groove. You figured out a really neat way, if you will, to approach people and get them started into the process. Could you share with people what that is?
Yeah. Basically, I just asked them if they, really simply, are you looking or are you interested in increasing your income? And when they say yes, I say, do you have 7 minutes? Well, sure. Okay. And what I do is I just turn my phone or my iPad over to them, and I start a video from Rick Murphy. It's a 6-7 minute video that gives that outline of what we're looking for. And that's
so folks,
all I do.
And I'm going to ask you to tell him what question you ask after that video here in just a minute, but let me rehash that. Roger goes in, and he's talking with people, and he goes through form. He's asking them about their families, asking them about their wife, their kids, just stuff that's happened in their life and so forth. And as he's going through form, which is family, occupation, recreation, questions about those topics, he then turns the topic to money, and listen real careful, because he said something basically the effect of, by the way, to keep your options open for generating extra income. And when they say yes, you have 7 minutes, And then turn to that video. That video, if you go to pathfinders.biz and click on 21 Club, that you've got two options for videos, and Roger's choosing the shortest of the videos there. And so, Roger, after they watch the video, what do you ask them?
I just simply ask them, do you want to know more?
So Roger's now a whopping 7 minutes into this presentation. He didn't go on for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, to find out if they wanted to improve their health or their wealth. It took him 7 minutes. And if they say yes, what do you do?
I have a CD and a book that's on me, and I hand them the CD and the book, and then we do a follow-up afterwards.
So you actually carry the CD and book with you everywhere you go?
Yeah, everywhere I go. I have CDs and books at all times.
So you're armed and prepared. Now, sometimes you do something else, if I recall. Have you ever done any of the demonstrations at this point as well?
Oh, yes. What I do is I take off my shoes, and they're like, wow, you know, why are you taking off your shoe? And I pull out the insoles in my shoes and say, well, this is why I got excited about it. Do you mind? You know, I'm going to show you how this technology works. And then I ask them the simple question of, would you believe if by just standing on these insoles that I could increase your energy level between 10 to 50%, would you believe it? And, of course, they say no. So I say, okay. And I do a little demo, and I push up on their arms and check them and everything. But after they step on the insole, they're like, that's crazy. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah. So we can help increase the energy. And it works really well.
Good. And again, at that point, you ask, would you like to know more? And they say yes. They get a copy of the 4-year career. They get a copy of the CD, Freedom 2015, or the new one available at Focus on Growth, Freedom Through Wellness. It's Freedom Through Total Wellness, I think is what that's called. And then from there, you invite them to something. What do you invite them to?
Well, I invite them to, I can invite them into a weekly meeting or invite them on a call or just...
Weekly meeting. Now, in Davenport, Iowa, there wasn't anybody doing NECAN, so you weren't plugging in to something that was already there, right?
No. Mm-mm.
No, well, I mean, you've only seen a wellness preview once. I mean, how did you give the? Well, you actually saw me do it twice. How did you give your weekly meeting then?
We just followed the little slides that are on the computer, and we just share the information. And as we go along, I do a lot of, you know, I know I'm working on stories, but if you don't have a whole lot of stories, you could just talk to them and talk about the stuff that's on the slides.
Excellent. Now, is Jen there with you?
She is.
Jen,
hey,
can you? Hey, now we need to understand that this is not in any way a one man show here. Jen, so Roger, he's got a. Now Roger, did you graduate from high school?
Wow, you're asking me all the tough questions. No, I did not graduate from high school. I'm a high school dropout.
Sweet! Okay, so, I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way, because I want you guys to understand, anybody can do this business, and we should not judge or prejudge. I wasn't looking for Roger's education level. I was looking for his attitude, and Roger has an amazing, amazing attitude. And one of the things that he manifested into his life is an absolutely amazing, amazing woman. Now Jen Basir. Jen, how long have you guys been married?
Nine months.
Okay,
no,
9 months.
Eleven months.
We're almost into this a year now. Now, you get married, you think, I've got this guy, he's got this really cool appliance. Well, actually, I think, if I recall, you have a doctorate, is that correct?
I do, yes. I'm a physical therapist and I have a doctorate as well, so I have a PhD, yeah.
You got a PhD and you married a high school dropout. How's that happen?
Yep. Because he's got a really big heart, and because he's always interested in learning and growing and becoming somebody better.
And that was
a huge key thing for me.
It's a huge formula for success. Huge formula for success. Now, you went down the road of working towards getting a PhD, and in the process of getting that PhD, you decided, I want to teach. You've done physical therapy, now you want to teach physical therapy. You're all excited about that, and you get into the middle of it, and what did you find?
I found that it was more of a desk job than anything, and I really disliked being at a desk. Teaching was a really small component of my day, and I just was not really happy with that, how the way that turned out.
Was not really happy with what I was doing. Now, what have you found as we've gone and talked and talked and talked and talked with people? What percentage of the people out there would you say are happy with what they're currently doing?
Oh, maybe. I think if I said 5%, I'd be generous.
It really is amazing as we go out and talk with people. There's a lot of people who just brought up themselves, I really don't like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I've seen stats that say it's as high as 80% of the people out there that don't like what they're doing. But I know when we were out there chatting in your neck of the woods, you're right, maybe 5% liked what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that in mind, you weren't alone. You were looking for change. And you had made a decision to become a practitioner of the emotion code, decided to quit your job at the university, and turned in a notice. That I don't know how that was. That was that supposed to be a month or 2 months, or how long did that notice last?
Well, in the university circles, it's supposed to be an entire semester.
Okay.
So I was supposed to have turned it in January, but I didn't know until April that I was going to resign and change career paths. So I turned it in April.
Okay, and so we're in the middle of you wanting to have a career change. Roger wanted to have a career change. Roger decides to do this crazy network marketing business. What were your thoughts?
Well, I kind of figured at some point he would find something anyway, because he's been looking for as long as I've known him. But when I first heard about Niken about 3 months before we signed up, I thought, they just have these silly magnets. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
I was
going
to do it.
Okay.
And then
what,
when we did sign up, I'm a skeptic, so.
What was the process of you coming on board? Because you've now played a major role and decided to play a major role with this. What did you see that made you decide to come aboard on the team of building this business?
Well, it was a couple things. The first thing was that my husband was really excited about it, and so he had found what he wanted for us, and so that got me on board to begin with. And then, yes, the technologies are absolutely amazing, and we use them all, and I love them, but really what's done it for me is the five pillars. It's all about the dreams, and I mean, I get to spend my life helping people become better, and like as a physical therapist, I could only do that on physical level for the most part, and so it's very limiting, and I always felt limited by that, even when I'm in a clinic treating patients, and now I get to help people develop in all aspects of their lives, not just in one aspect, and for me, that's the motivating part about Niken.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, it's been an absolutely amazing, wonderful journey, and you guys had something happen really exciting. Was it the 14th or the 15th of the month? What happened in June?
We went silver.
We went silver.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And even better than just going silver, they went silver with people who want to play. In fact, within their organization now, there have been 1, 2, 3, 4, is it 5 launch meetings of people within your own team? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, within it, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And more coming. Wonderful, wonderful things. In fact, you've got a goal that I don't know if you've read the news. I was a little bit late in figuring it out, I guess. Maybe I didn't get it until half of the way into the day. But Niken has posted a brand new upgraded incentive. We've had the Paragon Award now for 21 Club of the Paragon Award reinstituted roughly a year and a half, 2 years ago. But now the Paragon Award has been a $1,000 bonus for creating 3 silvers within a 3 calendar month period. But what did they just do to it yesterday? Have you heard?
They doubled the amount. Yes, I've heard. Oh my gosh, it's so much more exciting. It went from $1,000 to $2,000.
Now, those of you listening, who could use $2,000? Scream!
Yes!
So with that in mind, folks, there are
just a... My downline is on board.
You even have people in your downline who are looking to achieve the Paragon Award.
Yes. Yep.
I believe there's two at this point, or there's three that are committed to getting the Paragon.
There's two, as far as we know, currently.
I think we should talk to Justin as well.
Yep.
We're meeting with him today.
We are.
Outstanding. Well, folks, I just really encourage you, if you've got somebody that wants to play, make sure they have everything they need to have. You're going to take a long journey to the moon. You want to make sure you have enough fuel. You want to make sure you have enough oxygen. You want to make sure you have enough food. So if you're going to launch somebody, make sure they have what they're going to need. Tell them what they're going to need. Don't skirt around the issue. Tell them they need their 100-name list. Tell them they need their top 20. Tell them they need to identify people that were going to be key leaders in their organization. You need at least four really good key people, minimal. Four really good key people. Now, you're going to bring on a whole bunch more than that, but initially, you're going to look for four good key people, and out of your top 20, you should be able to find that. Set a launch date. Before that launch date, you got to make sure you have your products, because if you don't have products, you're not in business. You got to have your tools. You got to have your CDs and your books. We also sent out multiple emails to people afterwards about specific things they had interest in. We used QRS sheets from Nikon's back office. We used YouTube recordings. We even used some of the recordings that Davis created from this call. So those are all phenomenal tools. You got to make sure they have those tools. If they've got those things and a good attitude, and you coach them on how to call people. In fact, one of the folks that launched in Basir's team, when he was inviting people to his launch call, he had three people in a row that said no. And I told him, I said, if you find yourself with three or more people in a row that say, no, I'm not interested, you call immediately. And he didn't call me. It happened to be that I talked to him on a coaching call and asked, how's it going? And he told me, and all three had said no. And he was doing all the wrong stuff. He was, and sitting down to talk with people, he was taking 30 minutes, a lunch presentation, without having the products, without having upline with them, trying to just talk about why Nikon was a good thing and why they should come on the conference call. And he got shot down every time. And we just educated him, nope, short, simple, sweet, 2 minutes on the phone, invite him to the call, be done. And he called me up 2 hours later. He says, I just called six people, and they all said yes. So make sure you're coaching your people. Really, really good things can take place if you do that. Dave, I know we're over time here. I don't want to go any longer. If we can wrap up now, or if you have any other questions, we can do that. But I just want to publicly say, Roger and Jen, you guys are absolutely amazing. I'm excited for your future. You take a strong leadership role in this, and you see where this is going, and you step out and lead where you know things need to be led. Even if you don't know how to do it, you do it anyway, and I love that about you. And in fact, Roger and Jen made a commitment that, you know what, they wanted to learn from the best of the best. And so not knowing or understanding what Nikon 2.0 or a national event was, they committed to come, and they're going to be in Salt Lake this next week with the Nikon 2.0 event that's there. They also realized we need to have a Humans Being More training, and I don't want my people to have to go all across the nation. So they've decided to host a Humans Being More training. And that Humans Being More training is going to be located where, Roger?
We're working on the Radisson, downtown Davenport, Iowa, and September 25th,
26th. September 25 and 26th. Folks, this is not a nationally posted event yet. We're getting the core people required together. So if you know someone that wants to attend that, call Roger and get your name on the list and get the pre-registration stuff taken care of. And then we'll get that on the books. Roger, what's the number they can reach you at?
563-508-0659.
One more time?
563-508-0659.
Excellent. Thanks a bunch, guys. And folks, one last thing. I will tell you this little formula for launching. It's catching. There was a piece that I was always admired about Mike DiMuccio when he would launch people. He wouldn't launch someone to get senior done or get executive done or even to get silver done. He launched them with the mindset of getting gold or platinum done. sometimes even within their first month, that he wasn't launching to find buyers, to find customers of wellness homes. He was launching to find leaders. And I really encourage you to have a little pre-launch call, make sure you get the four-year career and the CDs in people's hands, and then invite them to the launch event, and they will have a business mindset when they come to that first event. So with that in mind, Dave, back to you.
Well, this is fantastic. I'm just thinking, this is a golden moment. If you follow all of this kind of stuff, you'll get the same results too. On my vision board, I've got a statement, and I love it. It says, I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. And boy, doing NECAN and doing it right, doing it efficiently, this is all fantastic stuff. And it's not just what we do, but it's what we duplicate. And I appreciate just this real clear path that looks fun and easy and simple, and that's what we want to keep it. And thank you so much, you guys. This is a great.
Dave, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be on this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.